Belzer, 7674 St. Stephenson Court, Orlando, Florida. Of course, I'm in opposition of this, but I'm more in opposition of that. Is this still a city project or a private project? You asked why we want to ask this question, because last time I was here, I would have met with just raving reviews and somebody cut me off. But I'm going to say this for the record. The downtown guidelines, this project totally is in violation. And my concern is, when I voiced my opinion before, is the correlation and how it affects the community and how it will be seen in the community. And with this one particular thing right here, you can't even see the church, how it applies to the church. The church right next door. So once again, we don't see the effects of this in this rendering or any of the renderings, what it looks like compared to, and what it looks like in the community. Then you talked about the lighting. And you talked about the lighting with the type of lighting that you're gonna have with the performance arts facility. Well, that's a commercial street. That's commercial property. This is a residential community still. So maybe you need to look at how that will affect the residents that live in that area. There's still a few that's still there, and the effects of it. So we can't always apply what is in a commercial area with the downtown and what is in this. This is a different area. People live here. They work here. And the effects of this project on that community is detrimental. So you went from 19,000 seat to 25,000 feet seat facility. You even had some of your own members who are no longer on this board say you can't put a size 13 shoe in a size 9 box. You have guidelines. All the community is asking that the same guidelines that you apply for all the other projects downtown be applied to this project. And if they were followed, this project would not be allowed to be built. Simple fact. So we're asking you to uphold the citizens and the residents. We want you to be our voice also and make sure that we don't lose our community. And right now, we've lost our street. Now it's going from 19,000 seat facility to 25 seat facility. You can't see the impact on the church. Most of the businesses are struggling now. I know that's not your concern, but it's the concern of allowing this project to even expand more. So I ask you to go back and look at the guidelines, at the downtown guidelines, and see that this really meets the requirements. And the answer would be no. This is a residential community. And all we've asked is for fair treatment. Don't violate our rights for the good of a few. Your architects, I took some architectural classes, you understand what this appearance is going to be. And then when you see the renderings, you cannot even see what it looks like next to the building. It's going to sit aside. So people are going to be walking on the property of the church, right next door. And the lighting and everything. So we can go on the list of everything. It met this requirement, met this requirement. But did it really meet the requirements that you had to establish at the beginning? The downtown guidelines. And the answer, once again, is no. So I end by saying, don't violate the rules and regulations just for one project. Abide by them. And remember, you can't put a size 13, not a size 14 shoe in a size 9 box. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any additional comments? All right. Hearing none, I open it up for board comments.